Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Guess who's back? I'm here.
You're here.
Kill me, I am here. I have made it back. Welcome, everyone. I am Brian. That is Luke over there. We are having a good time. It's very nice, yeah.
Happy Tuesday so afternoon, Brian.
I feel like a real boy again.
That's good.
I feel all right. You know, I feel all right. I feel like a human again. Like, I'm not 100% and everything, but I am back and I feel good. And you can listen to us here across the southern swath of Wisconsin and WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw. That's right here in Waukesha.
Yeah.
And over there on your end, you're listening on 92.7 FM as well as 1580 AM, the Madison area.
And always streaming on the Devil Radio app. And you can choose either stream on the app as well.
Right now, I recommend choosing the WAUK version of the app, especially if you have an Android phone, because there's a little bit of a bug we're working out right now.
I'm working on it, yeah. We've identified
totally
the problem.
Things are working fine.
Yeah.
Just choose the WAUK side and you know, listen to our commercials on this side for a little bit.
There you go. Brian's winning the streaming war
today. It's the same content either way. That's the important part.
That is true. That is true. And folks, if you missed any portion of the most recent shows on Dueling Tangents, you can go to the website and check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Click on the Dueling Tangents page. But Brian, buddy, I missed you, man.
Glad to have you back. I had a procedure that isn't done very much. It's a peroral pyloromyotomy. I learned how to say that, and I felt really good about it.
Can you country of origin?
No idea. More than likely Latin. That's what I'm saying. More than likely Latin.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I just had a peroral pyloromyotomy.
There you go. Okay.
But usually pyloro is the bipyloric valve. That's the you know, the thing that lets things in and out of your stomach. And myotomy is usually an alteration or a cut therein.
There you go. So that's what you had done. Everybody kept asking. I was like,
It's hard to explain it, and it's a long story to get to, but basically that's the end of it. So if you want to look up pyloromyotomy, that's what I had.
There we go. But we're glad you're back. You're on the mend.
So the important thing is that in the midst of all this thing, I didn't eat solid food from last Sunday until yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I was on a liquid diet the whole time, and there was a period of time from Wednesday night until Friday afternoon, Wednesday midnight to Friday afternoon, where I did not even have a sip of water. The only stuff I had was through IV, just through this. So it was very trying on the will.
You were parched. You needed a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were parched.
And I want to thank my care team over at Aurora down in Kenosha. They were fantastic. They were all very patient, very kind, and very wonderful. I was very, very pleased and very, you know, grateful for the people that cared for me, because they really took care of me. I don't think I was too much of a bear. I mean, look at me. You know, I'm so nice. I made sure I was nice to everybody. I'm like, I'm just frustrated.
Yeah.
Because you know why I'm frustrated.
I'm not angry at you.
I tried to make it actually fun and entertaining up until I couldn't anymore. And just I was just sitting there going,
give me some.
Thank
water.
You so much. Thank you so much. Please get me out of here.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, the broth afterwards is the best thing ever. And eggs yesterday, best thing ever. I'm really enjoying mashed potatoes.
I was going to say, you just said the same thing about mashed potatoes. But Brian is back, and it is
feeling
a
like a person.
Feeling like a person. That is the important part.
Yep.
And it's a Take Your Tangent Tuesday. So here on Dueling Tangents, we're taking your tangents all show long. 844-967-2789. You can participate in the fun. But Brian, You posed a question to me.
Yes.
As when I knew we were going to have you on the air this afternoon, and I was like excited, and I was like, well, what do you want to talk about? You missed the last couple of days, and we'll catch you up on the headlines. But one of the things I wanted to know is what did you want to talk about? So let's pose your question to the audience.
Well, I had a lot of moments of, you know, inner reflection and thoughts. You know, you don't have anything to do besides watch, you know,
recovered.
NCAA
yeah,
games and recover.
Just recovering.
You know, so I was thinking. So, you know, they keep complaining about the Republicans do about, you know, what we're teaching in the schools and all these policies that are just, you know, the Democrats are ruining everything. And I had to sit there and think, like, well, what policies of the Democrats that are being imposed that are horrible? I mean, I saw an idiot today put up, we need to stop the communism in schools. I was like, well, what do you mean by, how does an economic system, whether you agree with communism or not, how does an economic system have a problem? Is it being taught in schools? Like, is it like, because clearly it's not, because none of you know what it means. But so my question is, like, they have all these problems with all these different Democratic policies. When you ask them to name one, they'll just go and complain about the next thing. But rather than pose the question, you know, why don't you make any sense, or hey, could you think about your own stuff? Think about it this way: for the last 10 years or more, here in the state of Wisconsin, the legislature has been totally controlled by the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part,
the governorship as well. We've had 3 years
yes.
of split control now.
Yes. 3 years of split control. Many years beforehand of all them.
Yes. 8 years of complete control of the legislature and the governor's office. And I do find that is an interesting dynamic of how that's not talked about more, Brian.
What?
Because
how is it the Democrats' fault? That's really my question.
Evers won the election in 2018, and since then, not only have they taken steps to strip the power away from him that former Governor Scott Walker was privy to, they didn't want that to happen, but outside of submitting budget proposals that, sure, you could say had some pretty progressive priorities in them, but those all got left on the chopping room floor. The Joint Finance Committee cut all of those quote-unquote progress. They essentially started from scratch with both budget cycles, and they still complain that it's the Evers takeover, it's the Democratic policies that are the problem, even though they've been in control of pretty much all of the levers, almost all of them.
All the levers of power.
For the last 12 years.
Yeah. I don't understand how it's the Democrats' fault. Can you name any of the policies of the Democrats that have been passed that are affecting things that happen right now?
No, we had some Democratic state lawmakers up at the state capitol yesterday, led by state representatives Francesca Hong and Christina mm-hmm. Shelton, and they put forth an economic justice bill of rights that I think would be pretty transformational for the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all Democrats in the legislature can really do. There's not a
gestures.
They can't pass legislation because Voss and LeMahieu are like, nah, we're going home.
They're not even getting it up for debate. This isn't even just like an outright yes or no. This is they're not even letting it up for debate. They're just going bye.
They're not even considering it. Yeah, they know that and I think this boils down to a lot of points that we talk about here on Dueling Tangents, but they don't have any better ideas. They don't want to sit there and debate because they know if they're subject to debate, Brian,
mm-hmm.
that their bad ideas are going to be out in the open,
or if you're forced to actually defend your position, you may actually have to go and explain what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, or you might have like this today. We have a headline from the Green Bay Press Gazette that says State Representative Joel Kitchens, up in the Door County area, first State Assembly District, Brian.
Uh-huh.
He wholeheartedly believes in the certainty that Wisconsin's 2020 elections were upheld. The results of the 2020 elections here in the state of Wisconsin are valid.
Okay.
But at the same time, he wants to go change the election laws to make it more secure so that we can reintroduce faith into the Wisconsin's elections.
Uh-huh.
For the last 2 years, Republicans in this state have been decrying it and being the ones saying, well, people are saying voter fraud without any of these without evidence of widespread voter fraud. We've had 24 total individual convictions, I believe. Not enough to flip an election that was won by more than 20,000 votes by President Biden. And so simultaneously, he has confidence in the 2020 election results,
mm-hmm.
but wants to overhaul the system put in place by Republicans in 2014 and 2015, scrape the Government Accountability Board and put into place the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Completely a Republican idea, but needs to pass further Republican laws to re-up the faith in elections here in the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? How do you... You can't blame Evers for the way the election laws were written
same,
here in the
it's
state.
It's the same logic that makes people think that, hey, I don't think government should work, so I'm going to elect someone who doesn't want to work in government to be in government to not make it work so that I can complain about how government doesn't work. Because that is totally fixing the problem.
I believe they call that a paradox.
It's a paradox. But I think the problem is explaining what a paradox is to the people who you're... Yeah, who are in the paradox is really, that's a chore in and of itself. And in fact, another paradox. Congratulations. We're in an infinity loop, and Dr. Strange will come to save us shortly. He has a nice pointy beard. Lots shorter in real life than you think he would be, but most celebrities are. So, but I got to tell you, the way that I mean, obviously having a little bit of time back, you know, the way I kind of look at everything is, you know, the self-owning is just quite amazing. You know, I think the Republicans should change their flag or their just the way they do things to a poster of a kid riding a bike and shoving a stick in the front wheel. Because that's what they've been doing and then getting and going, oh, Democrats, oh.
That meme again, is one of my favorite formats. That's one of my favorite memes.
I've never, my God, it's amazing how the self-owning is just, but the problem is they'll never understand because I don't see them going, oh man, that was kind of dumb, ever. Because the people that get all mad about this aren't the kind of people that go, oh geez, maybe I shouldn't be that way, or geez, self-reflection whatsoever.
Right, the introspection there on that side is not very great. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents. It's a Take Your Tangent Tuesday. We're taking your calls all hour long, 844-967-2789. Brian's back.
Yeah.
And it feels so good to have you back, buddy.
I got some fun for you, too, when we get back.
All right, buddy. Let's get back to it. We'll be right back. I got a year.
Congratulations, you played yourself.